And now we have in the studio Mike Loki Anthony, who's going to talk more about food. And he's going to talk about the Acres Co-op, which I said earlier has changed its name, but it hasn't changed its name. It's still the Acres Co-op.
Hello. Yeah, so far it's we're still keeping the name, just changing the game.
The key.
Yeah, go ahead.
Tell us a few of the changes. We were talking the other night. Do you have a slightly different approach maybe than in the past?
Yeah, we had a nice long road up until now of trial and error. And what we walked away understanding is that it's not so much the name, it's how it's represented. So we're going to keep Acres Co-op for now and just kind of reconfigure how we present it to the public. A more open door policy, of course, is definitely going to be part of that, making the community feel more involved with how we grow.
Are you more or less a figurehead? Are you?
I'm on the board.
I see.
I'm actually on the new Acres board. I was on the old Acres board also. And coming into this phase, what we're trying to do is just look at what we have that makes us different and special as a co-op versus a supermarket mission. And with the Acres Co-op, the theme or the mission statement is community through food. So that's how we're moving forward. We're moving forward with the idea that let's focus on our outreach. Let's focus on getting more community involvement in our growth. And let's look at some community leaders that might want to also see something like this in town where it's accessible, it's affordable food, it's educational, and they're involved. They have a hands-on approach to it. So they feel like this is their thing and not just our thing. So that's where we're going.
And you do want it to be in town, in Hudson.
Absolutely. We want it in walking distance in Hudson. So, yes, property values are pretty high, but we have high hopes that once the word gets out that this is where we're going and people really get familiar with what the Acres Co-op represents, how it really represents them and what their needs are, that the place will show up on its own. But right now it's, where are we? We're looking at how to get a more bigger presence in Hudson, being at a lot of the food venues that are here, and also creating some new venues where we have some fundraisers in mind. One being to revisit the potluck dinners. We had one, it was a great success, and we loved it, and we want to do that some more. So that's the direction we're going in right now.
Do you want to have a kind of complete market? I mean, a place where people could buy practically everything they need?
The idea is that when you walk into the co-op, you're walking into a place that's based on your demand. The membership dictates what's on the shelf. So we're not just looking at one of the local supermarkets and saying, well, let's get a bunch of that on our shelves. We're saying to the members, what do you need? You know, if you're from a certain community, a certain culture, what do you guys eat?
And are you going to try to concentrate on local producers?
Absolutely. This is a hand-in-hand with all local farmers that we're wanting to make sure that they have equal opportunity with our own co-op. So the key is to connect with them and have them be our suppliers.
What is the first step, getting members?
The first step is actually kind of like a continuation of where we were going. We were focused on membership. So we're going to continue with our membership drive. The other big step that we're looking at initially is to develop a really strong board, incorporating possibly and hopefully someone with a lot more co-op experience so that we kind of have somebody as an advisor along with us. We have the passion. We have the drive. We got a lot of talent. But what we also noticed in the past with our board is that we had to put together some expertise with co-op, co-op experience, somebody who's been around and done
somebody who's done it, knows what you have to do.
Lisa as a TA, a trusted advisor, somebody who can actually be on the side and say, hey, these are the kind of things you should think about, even if they don't want to be on the board, but just incorporating that into it.
Now, I think there's a story around that there's a new grocery coming to Hudson, too. Are you looking forward to that, or is that discouraging?
That's what I try to keep this out there. Our mission statement is community through food. So in order to actually fulfill that, we have to embrace our community in all aspects. So if a store wants to open up, that's great. It's building our community. What makes us different, I think, is highlighting the educational element. Supermarkets are a supplier, but they're not necessarily an educator of what types of food to buy. So you'll walk in, and if you don't know what's good to eat or how to cook it, there can be 10 supermarkets in town. You're still not getting the right food at your house. So, no, this, I don't see it.
I think we all like to see at least one, you know, soon.
Yeah, absolutely.
10, we'll see. But
and we've had them in the past. And that's the thing. We used to have supermarkets in town. And, you know, I think this is what we're looking for, is something that's actually kind of based in how to eat better and how to shop better.
Do you have financial goals in mind at this point?
Fundraising is definitely our focus. We do want to raise our funds. We're trying to stay away from focusing on a new location. We're really trying to focus in on exactly what will get our co-op developed well. And that's really just our presence in town and for people to get familiar with us being here and what our mission is and feeling like they're a part of that. So that's really where we are.
Do you have an actual budget projected at this point?
Not an actual number per se. We do have a budget we're working with for fundraising, for any venues that we want to have. But the key being that we're trying to raise funds on top of that, because we do want to open a place of our own. Absolutely.
And so can people become subscribers or what is the
members?
Members. And
absolutely.
So people already became members in the earlier stage. Are you keeping those members? Or
absolutely. Yeah. If you were a member before the change in the board, you're still a member now. And what we want the members to know is that we haven't forgot about you. We also want you to feel more welcome to have a say in our future. So getting in contact with us would be excellent. We have a Facebook group, and we'd like for more input from the members on what they're looking for and just be involved more. So, yeah, absolutely. Membership is key.
Do you have any fundraising events in the pipeline?
Well, yeah, one of them that I mentioned that I think is going to be really exciting is to get another potluck dinner going where we bring together a lot of different dishes. We may even reach out to the community and ask them to actually bring their own dishes like we did last time and just have like a buffet of different dishes from the area and watch a film and talk.
And is there any locations? Are you scouting locations,
We're
I guess?
We're scouting, yeah, at the moment.
And I guess Hudson's success makes that a little more difficult these days.
Everything's a challenge in Hudson. I think that's part of being here is that you have to learn how to overcome a lot of the challenges that are here. But they're not daunting. I think that once they get why we're here and what we're doing, the doors are open more. I mean, we had doors open to us. I want to give a special thanks to Stair Gallery, where we threw our first potluck. The Basilica is definitely supportive, and I think Helsinki has also shown some support for us in the past. So there are already people out there saying, hey, yeah, we want to be a part of this. We want to help. So I'm encouraged.
Mm-hmm. Anything else you'd like to have people know?
Yeah, I think maybe it might be important for people to understand that the Acres Co-op is supposed to represent our community. So when we say we're looking for members and we're looking for board members, what we're looking for are representatives of our community to be involved in this. It's nice if you're just supporting it, but you're not actually living in town. But we're really looking forward to seeing more people right here in Hudson say, hey, I want to get involved in this thing. I want to have a say in it. I want people to know that I'm involved and I have something to do with this. Not just for show, but just because it makes you be, you know, connected to something that's based on community. So,
and they should go to the Facebook page?
Yeah, we have a Facebook page, Acres Co-op, and there'll be some more contact information that I will pass out to WGXC and to Richard, and make sure that you guys out there that are listening definitely have some places to contact us. You can reach me at MikeLowkeyAnthony3@gmail.com.
And Loki is L-O-K-I, right?
L-O-K-I. So if you want to contact me by email, that's fine, and I'll give you some more information as I get it.
Okay, Mike, thank you very much for coming.
Yep, absolutely. Thank you for having me. And I want to say much success to WGXC. I think you guys are doing a great job here, and I hope that we have some more conversations about Acres Co-op in the future.
All right, thanks for coming in.
Have a nice afternoon.
Oh, well.